Hi everyone, Rabbi Danny here. I look forward to studying with you on this journey to try Bezrat Hashem to complete Shas Mishnayot. We'll be starting with Masechet Berachot. I was very inspired. I got a call last week from one of my Talmidim who told me, he said, I went to Israel 6 years ago. He said, I haven't been learning much. He said, but when I was in Israel 6 years ago, one of the rabbis pushed me to join one of these Mishnayomi programs. And he was very hesitant, but he said, okay, you know what, I'll do it. It doesn't take that long. It'll take 5-6 minutes every day. And I'll make sure to stay very, very connected to it. And who knows what'll happen. And he called me. He said, can I make a siyum on Shas Mishnah? I don't remember it so well. And I was blown away. I said, can you make a siyum on Shas Mishnah? You've been consistent every day, and you completed all of Shas Mishnayot. I mean, you look at him. He didn't talk about this for 6 years. He didn't get into it. He didn't brag about it. But it happened, agav. It happened in a way where he didn't even realize that it was happening because it was such a short time every day. But that shows you what consistency can do. If a person puts a few minutes every single day, all of a sudden, long term, he'll reap the fruits. And he'll look back and say, wow, I can't believe I actually accomplished that much. So, Bezrat Hashem Yitbarach, we'll start Masechet Berachot. The Mishnayot we're going to be doing, we're not going to be going super in-depth and spending a lot of time on each Mishnah. We'll be giving a basic overview of the Mishnah with a little bit of background info when needed, but then going into the text of the Mishnah. I'll send a recording daily into this chat with the text of the Mishnah. So the Masechet starts off talking about Kiryat Shema. Kiryat Shema, we know, has to be done twice daily, one in the morning and one at nighttime. We know what b'shoch becha u'b'kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning. And these first three mishnayot, first three perakim in this masechet are going to be dealing with Kiryat Shema. And Hachamim ask the question, why don't we talk about the chova of Kiryat Shema? Why don't we talk about the obligation to say Kiryat Shema? The Mishnah jumps right into, when do I say Kiryat Shema? It's the question of the Gemara right in the beginning of this masechet. And they assume that people know the Pisukim. They're assuming that you know V'dibar Tabam, V'shiftecha Bebetecha, Ublechtecha Baderech, Ubshoch Becha, Ubkumecha. When you go lie down, and when you go wake up. So they assume that you know the obligation from the Pisukim, so they're going to ask the question right away, Me'em Atai Korin, Et Shema Be'arbit. From when does a person read the Shema during the night time? Answers the Mishnah, Misha'a She'akohanim, Nichrasim le'echo b'tirumatan ad sof ha'shmura harishona. The start time from when the Kohanim enter to eat their tiruma, their sacred item that they eat. And that time is from Set HaKohavim, from when the stars come out, which is after the Ben Hashem Ashot period. For our understanding, from the way we end Shabbat, around 40 minutes after sunset, a person can fulfill his obligation of Kiryat Shema of the nighttime. And just a quick halakhic point over here. If you're praying in Bet HaKnesset, in Minyan, as our custom is, to pray even before Shekiah, sunset, or right after sunset, a person will say Shema as part of his Arbit over there. But he didn't fulfill his obligation. You're going to go home, you're going to have dinner, you're going to do whatever you want, whatever you're doing. You still have an obligation to say Shema on a Torah level, on a biblical level, once those 40 minutes after sunset hit. So a person should always keep that in mind. Either he says Kiryat Shema when he goes to bed, or he says it before right after dinner, something like that. So just keep that point in mind that we still have this biblical mitzvah every single night, even though we've said Kiryat Shema in Bet HaKnesset. So that's the opinion back to our Mishnah. Of Rabbi Eliezer, the starting point of the Shema is Set HaKohavim. The end point, he says, is Ad Sof HaAshmura HaRishona, until the end of the first watch. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the end point of Shema is 1/3 into the night, 4 hours into the night, because he understands this term in the Torah of Beshoch Ubshoch Becha, when a person goes to sleep, when a person bedtime, when he's going to sleep, and that point is anywhere within the first 4 hours of the night. Mishnah continues, V'hachamim omrim ad hatzot. The sages say, until hatzot, until midnight, until the midpoint of the night. Mishnah continues. Rabban Gamliel omed ad she'ale amud ha'shahar. Rabban Gamliel says no, until amud ha'shahar arrives, until dawn arrives. That's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. And he understands b'shoch u'b'shoch becha as being any time people sleep. They're sleeping the entire night. So u'b'shoch becha means any time that they're actually sleeping, somebody can fulfill their biblical obligation of Shema. Mishnah continues and says, ma'aseh sheba'u banav mi'bet ha'mishteh. The sons of Rabban Gamliel arrived after being out at a party. And they told him, lo karinu et Shema. They told him, we didn't read Shema. So what do we do now? It's after Hatzot, it's after this point. And we know halakha, even though Rabban Gamliel is the one who argued on the Hachamim, and he said you can do Shema until Amud HaShahar, until dawn, until the morning. Halakha is like Hachamim, who said that you can only say it until midnight, and now we're after midnight. So they told him, we didn't read Shema. Amar lahem im lo ala Amud HaShahar, hayavim atem likrot. He answered them, even though Hachamim told you midnight, really, they understand that you can say Shema until the morning. We'll elaborate at the end of the Mishnah why they said midnight, if that's what they actually held. Mishnah continues, Velozo bilvad, elakoma shamnu hachamim ad hatzot, mitzvatan ad shi'ale amud ha'shahar. And Rabban Gamliel said, not only with this mitzvah does that apply, but any time the hachamim said ad hatzot until midnight, technically the mitzvah is all the way up until dawn. For example, hekter halavim ve'evarim, mitzvatan ad she'ale amud ha'shahar. The burning of the fats and the limbs of the korbanot that went on all day, which is why we say arbit every night. Arbit is keneged, it's parallel to the burnings of the limbs and fats from the korbanot all day. There's no special korban tamid that happened during the nighttime. So Hachamim said that should be done until Hatzot, but technically you really have until dawn. And any type of korban, which we were told, you have a one-day period that you can eat it, really, you can eat it all the way up till the morning. The Mishnah asks a question. If so, okay, you're telling me it's all the way until dawn. I have technically all the way till the morning. So why do Hachamim, with all of these mitzvot, keep on telling me I only have until midnight to do the mitzvah? Answers the Mishnah, Kedei l'harkik et ha'adam min ha'avera, in order to distance a person from sin. What's going to happen? Says the Gemara, person's going to arrive home, he's going to look at his watch, I have all night to do this mitzvah, no rush. He's going to eat a little bit, he's going to sleep a little bit, he's going to go on his way without feeling a sense of pressure that he has a mitzvah to fulfill, because in his mind he'll say, I have till the morning to do it. So what did Hachamim do? They made a seyag la Torah. They made a fence around this mitzvah. And they said, you need to do this mitzvah by Hatzot in order to ensure that a person does it in a timely manner and he doesn't keep on pushing off this mitzvah. Mishnah Bet. Me'ematai korin et shema b'shaharit mishyakir ben techelet l'levan. Mishnah continues and asks now about the morning. It starts off, Mishnah Aleph, talking about nighttime. U'b'shoch becha, because shechiva is mentioned first in the pasuk. And now, ubkumecha, rising, morning, is mentioned next. So it says, from when do you start saying Shema? In the morning, mishyakir ben techelet lelavan. When a person has the ability to distinguish between blue, techelet, and lavan, white. Here mentioned with the sisit. So between white and blue is pretty easy. So that would be when it's dark out. It's still dark, but I could see the difference between two totally different colors. Rabbi Eliezer omed ben techelet lekartan, or lekarti. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. I'm going to be a little more strict. You can't start saying Shema till you have more light, till it's harder to distinguish between these two colors, blue and green. It's tough to see the difference between the two, so you need more light. So he's saying you have to wait a little bit longer until you could eventually fulfill, start your obligation of Shema. Mishnah continues and it says, Vegomra, still within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and you have to be finished ad hanetzahama. You have from that time, from when you could distinguish between blue and green, until sunrise. Very strict, you know, a very short period of time that you have to say Shema. And he would tell you, Rabbi Eliezer, that Upkumecha, rising up in the morning, mostly is done by sunrise. People have to get to work, people are busy. And when the sun comes out, people want to use the daylight hours as much as they can to get work done. And therefore, by that time, Upkumecha has been accomplished, people have risen up, and they're on their day. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Sha'ot. Rabbi Yehoshua argues on Rabbi Eliezer. He says, no, a person can fulfill his obligation of Shema until 3 hours into the day. Not as strict as Rabbi Eliezer. He says if somebody wakes up later, they still can fulfill their obligation. Why? What does he do with Upkumecha? Sheken derech b'nei melachim la'amod b'shalosh sha'ot. Because he says, the sons of kings, these people who have nowhere to go, they have a leisurely lifestyle, they take their time, they're not rushing to get to work. He said these people who sleep late, they wake up to 3 hours into the day. So he says, Upkumecha, the pasuk, when it's saying when people rise, is talking about the latest possible people who are rising up. That it can't specifically apply just to the people who are getting up to go to work early, but it has to apply to every single member of the Jewish people. And therefore, you have up to 3 hours to say Shema. Hakore mikan va'elach, lo hifsid, ke'adam hakore batorah. Mishnah ends off by saying that if a person missed this time period, he didn't lose anything. He didn't lose out. He can still continue to say Shema. And it's as if he learned Torah. He doesn't get the sachar, he doesn't get the reward for saying Shema in its proper time, but he does get the reward for saying Shema, and it's like he learned Torah. Other commentaries get into it here, and they say that even though you missed the first 3 hours, you have an additional hour to say the Shema with Berachot of Yotzer Or Bore Hoshech. But after that fourth hour, you cannot continue and say the Berachot of Yotzer Or, and you have to say Shema without those Berachot. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen Ve'Amen. We'll send tomorrow's recording, Bezrat Hashem, in the morning, so everyone has a chance to listen to it. Hazaka Baruch, first two Mishnayot done. Bezrat Hashem, we'll look back at this moment, and we'll look at it as an accomplishment. The first day we started Mishnayot together, and we'll be celebrating together in 6 years with the completion of Shas Mishnayot.